74 degrees. Good morning. The WIB Wake Up Show coming up on 7:21. Last day we're all three together until, I don't know, sometime next week maybe.
Yeah.
And you can find Hillary and Pat Wall at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls 11 to 4 today. So
it'll be a good time. I really hope. I mean, it's like the first day, so I don't know what to expect. I mean, are there going to be a lot of people?
Is this Wednesday? Day?
Is it? I don't know.
But the weather is great.
The
weather first 2 days,
awesome.
Upper 70s.
Yes, yeah. That's perfect. That is
really, we got a lot of the rain out of the way yesterday.
Perfect. Yeah. Yes.
So, Caleb, you told us on Monday that you met a law enforcement official during the holiday weekend and
got
a bit of a ticket.
$200 speeding ticket. I deserved it. Wasn't fun anyway.
I felt prompted by the Lord to contribute to you because I've had my share of tickets over the years.
Which was quite the blessing when I came in yesterday.
And I was glad to do that. And I've heard people talk about
we've had this conversation. I'm sorry, I derailed us. I didn't mean to. I've never gotten a ticket. Ever.
Wow.
I've never gotten a
this
warning.
This is only the second one I've ever got. My first one was 14 years ago. Anyway.
Never.
So I never imagined that that very day going to the mechanic, that's why I had to leave early yesterday, that I go in and he tells me, yeah, what had happened is it's not what we thought was a leaking radiator. It's instead your power steering fluid is leaking more. Now we're going to need to replace that. And so, but he says, but somebody anonymously called in and they contributed, and it turns out 25 times the amount that I sewed into your speeding ticket yesterday. And so I was like, wow, blown away by that.
Yeah.
And so that was just one of those.
I think that would blow most people away.
Right.
That's amazing.
That's awesome.
So
that's
you just never know. And he's like, yeah, the person said, you know, keep this anonymous. And so no matter how my journalistic questioning, I try to pry.
Nice.
But you know how your mind
goes. That's awesome. What a gift.
Yeah, and the whole pay it forward. Somebody else had said they were out at Chippewa Family Restaurant on Sunday after church, and someone had left them a note and given them $20 and similarly said pay it forward. So there's something going on here.
That happened to me at Cancun one time, too, after Lindsay and I were first married. We were out for a date, and we went up to pay, and they said, oh, someone took care of your bill.
Yeah.
Nice.
I have no idea.
Gotta love it when that happens,
very
right?
Very cool. Very, very cool. When you're a college student, you're frequently told that it's cheaper to rent your textbooks than to buy them, right? I mean, I remember being told that.
I don't know. And I would search for like used books. Like you go to the bookstore and anyone that had the used label, there was just like a flock of people trying to get those.
Absolutely. Well, and now I think a lot of colleges are even going to more digital formats and that because it's expensive. Textbooks are expensive. Well, in February, a 19-year-old student, a cognitive science major, used her father's debit card to rent a cultural anthropology, a toolkit for a global age for the spring semester at University of Delaware. Cost? $62.70 to rent the textbook for a semester.
Okay, not crazy.
Cool. Not bad. Not bad. The book was due back on June 24th. She'd asked her father to mail it to her because it slipped her mind when she was packing. So, Dad, please mail me this book. Sure, hon. I'll mail you the book. No problem. Book never got to her. He forgot to mail it.
Oh, Dad.
She received an email from Amazon in the subject line. Your Amazon.com rental has been purchased. The item is now yours to keep. Cost $3,800.60.
That book must be a real page turner.
$3,800. She called her dad panicking. He said, don't worry about it. They're not really going to charge that. Yeah, they did. They really did. The father took the book, got it back to Amazon. Thankfully, they refunded his money.
With everything going digital, hasn't college textbooks changed?
Well, that's what I thought. I thought a lot of textbooks have gone more digital as well. But you know what I did? This is bad, friends. Don't do it. You get your book list at the beginning of semester, and you're like, okay, there's no way they're actually going to have me use 4 books for this class. So I just wouldn't buy or rent them until the prof actually like referenced them or used them regularly, and then I would do it. Because there were some books, it was like, they reference one paragraph in this book. It's like, I can look over his shoulder and read his and not spend the money on this book.
I was always late getting books for class because I was trying to find them in the cheapest way possible. Because even used in the bookstore was still kind of expensive for me. So I was like scouring the ISBN numbers like online and finding the cheapest possible. Or sometimes I'd say, maybe I could get by with like the seventh edition rather than the eighth, which revised one paragraph.
Exactly.
So that's how I got through college.
And for me, it's been so long since I've been in college, I don't remember.
Ah, there you go.
The three generations, once again.
Caleb, Hillary, and Halvo with you. And on the line with us, Republican State Representative Warren Petrick from the 93rd Assembly District. Representative, good morning. Good to talk to you.
Well, good morning. It's great to be here with you.
All right. You're here in the area this morning?
Pardon me?
Are you here in the area or down in Madison?
I am in the district, actually. I'm in the middle of a Bible study, and I stepped out for a few moments, and glad to be with you.
Well, we're sorry to pull you away, but thank you for being available.
You.
Not so, at all. The gentlemen understand. We've been together for 25 years or so, and
terrific.
And they expect interruptions that are good. So it's wonderful. So thank you for the opportunity.
All right, terrific. Now we may or may not ask you to sing at the end of this, longtime member of the Memories. And I told Caleb and Hillary, wherever I see you at the Trinity Equestrian Center horsepower event or other locations, the Martin Luther King event in January, you're usually singing, so we may call on you. So just have something in mind here. But, Caleb, you like to start us off, right?
Yes, we do. So we put 60 seconds on the clock. We call this rapid fire. We try to ask you as many get-to-know-you questions as we can, all of which can be answered in just a few words or less. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, here we go. Rapid fire with Warren Petrick. Let's start. Texting or talking?
Talking.
Favorite day of the week?
Wednesday.
Favorite vacation spot?
Oh, my goodness. Denver now, because my family's there.
Would you rather be able to speak every language in the world or be able to talk to animals?
Wow. Every language in the world.
What's the very best holiday?
Christmas.
Scale of 1 to 10, how good of a driver are you?
I'd give myself high points. I've never had an accident and never had, 9. Plus.
Invisibility or super strength? Invisibility or super strength?
Ooh, super strength.
If you could travel back in time to any time period, where would you go?
Founding Fathers, 1700, 1770.
Favorite junk food?
Oh, my goodness. Ice cream. Is that, well,
follow-up question on that later. Favorite childhood TV show?
Bonanza.
And finally, nice. Favorite ice cream topping. You can have a limit of 3.
Okay. Hot chocolate, or hot fudge, caramel, and strawberry.
All right, that's how we do it. Rapid fire with Warren Petrick.
Well,
thank you, sir. Good
played.
Job.
I like it. I'm with you. Hot fudge first. There you go.
Solid choices.
I like the fudge-strawberry mix.
Hot fudge and caramel together, actually. It's a really, really fine combo.
Yes,
right on.
They are.
That's the toughest part of the interview.
That's,
so
yeah, we're
it's
in the
all
home stretch
from
now.
Here, so.
You know, I was rather cool, and now I'm sweating. Broke a sweat during
that. It is tough because it's just like boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
So.
Very fun. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
I'll start. The budget, obviously, and... you presented that to the legislature, Republican-controlled Senate and Assembly. It went on to Governor Evers. This is a story in the news this morning. Representative Petrick, so interested in your response, because Republicans in Madison are circulating a measure by Senator Dave Craig and Representative Mike Kuglish that would prevent any governor from using the line item veto to increase spending, something Governor Evers did, hiking education spending by $65 million. The governor's spokesperson calls that proposal a temper tantrum by Republicans. Give me your take on that, please.
Well, I haven't spoken to the authors personally about this, but looking back, giving it some context, we really listened to the people. We had over 40,000 different surveys to individual voters. I heard from hundreds and hundreds of people in my district, actually thousands that weighed in. And overwhelmingly, what they told me, Mark and Caleb and Hillary, is that they did not want what the governor's team presented. And so we got to work and crafted a budget that it actually went down by about 1,000 pages because we took out the liberal wish list, which included decriminalizing marijuana possession, tax increases of $1 billion, $6 billion in increased spending, money to Planned Parenthood. We got rid of all of that. And so we came up with a really fine document, in my opinion, and that actually has a tax cut in it for the middle class of $500 million, increased funding to roads. In fact, it's a record amounts of local road aid, which unfortunately he decided to veto and pull more power back to Madison. So we'll see how that all works out. The largest funding for K-12. So we gave him a great document. And kudos to his team for being extremely creative. And actually, it came from the Wisconsin Association of School Boards. One of their lobbyists actually said, hey, here's how you can get more money for the schools by dropping a few digits here and eliminating this part of and bringing back part. So it's called a zombie veto. What he did and his team did.
So how did you feel about him raising the spending of education by $65 million, though?
I do not believe the executive branch should have that power.
Okay.
That is the legislature's job. We are charged with controlling this purse strings. So even though it was quite creative, and you'll hear the cheers from the other side on that particular issue, I'm a huge fan of more funding for K-12 and getting the best possible tools into the hands of teachers that we possibly can. And that's why I was for the uppers that we put in, which is historic. Again, we put it in last budget, and I was in favor of that. And it's 35% of our budget goes to K-12. Few people recognize that's our number one spending.
Uh-huh. Talking about the K-12, I know that you work a lot with workforce development. Yep. And on the shortage.
Right, sure.
One of the things that is included in there is the youth apprenticeship program. That's something you feel passionately about. Give us just a very brief synopsis about what that does for our youth.
Thank you, Hillary. I appreciate that. Workforce development should have been our number one priority. Unfortunately, the other side didn't view it that way and actually has quite a pedestrian view of workforce development. They think that the way we should do that is by raising minimum wage and other really fanciful ideas, in my opinion. So fully funding youth apprenticeship, fantastic. This year, we helped over 5,000 students connect with their employers. They get job experience at a young age, fantastic. We increased caregiver wages there's a huge caregiver shortage, absolutely. And so increased nursing home reimbursement rates. These are all good for our workforce.
Mm-hmm.
We gave $25 million more to our great technical college system
mm-hmm.
to help address workforce issues. So those were all in there. He agreed with those. So for the most part, I mean, 90%, 95% perhaps, is a Republican budget.
Sure.
But his giving more money to K-12, I really don't have too big a problem, except it was done in the wrong way. So
gotcha.
I understand where the two representatives are coming from, the senator and representative. I may or may not vote for that if it comes to a vote. I imagine there'll be hearings and whatnot. But constitutional changes, in my opinion, should be done very, very carefully and very thoughtfully.
Mm-hmm.
So whether that comes to a fore and comes to a vote to the people, I don't know. But it would have to be two subsequent terms. So it would be this one or possibly the next one and the next one. And whether I serve that long, I don't know. I'm in my ninth year, my fifth term, and I'm enjoying it very much.
Are people going to see you out at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair starting today through Sunday anytime?
They will not. Unfortunately, I have so many things in my district, and that is just out. But
gotcha.
I'll be at the Pierce County Fair, St. Craig County Fair,
nice.
Dunn County Fair.
Okay.
And I'm singing at many of them.
Hey!
So
speaking of singing, perfect segue.
Yeah, we'd like to have you sing. We kind of thought, take me out to the ball game, but if you had something else, just kind of brief, we'd love to have you.
Goodness. Well, your mission is as a Christian radio station, one of my absolute favorite songs, and I love to sing it because of the message. And you can sing with me. You know, if we had a quartet going, it might be really, really awesome. But you could try Amazing Grace.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done that.
I'm not going to say no to that. I'm not going to say no to that. Hillary's getting ready.
No.
I will just listen and enjoy.
Yeah, I think we're going to let you and Hillary.
Oh, gracious. They're putting us on the spot.
Hillary, have you had your coffee? Are you?
She has.
I am. It is getting currently drained, but now I'm wishing for water. No, we're good.
All right. Here we
go. All right. You said it.
Acapella.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a soul like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
Outstanding.
Good time.
I must say that sounded sounded like the Mormon Tabernacle football team. that was pretty awesome.
Usually I'm a pretty high soprano, but I was like, as you started, I'm like, okay, I can either go really high or really low, and this hour in the morning, I'm opting low.
We made a joyful noise.
That's there you go. We
Warren
made some kind of
the
noise.
Singing state representative, thanks so much for joining us and serenading us today.
God bless you all. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
All right, we'll see you out in about 825 WWIB.
There's a ticker tape parade going on, and I'm super sad I'm not there. Can I say, I have always wanted to go to a ticker tape parade. I just think this sounds like the coolest thing ever, ever in the world to attend.
Do they ever have them anywhere close to here?
No. I think it's just a New York thing, isn't it?
The Canyon of Heroes.
The Canyon of Heroes.
Other people have ticker tape.
I want to go through the Canyon of Heroes where there's ticker tape raining down on me. And even if I'm not the one they're celebrating, it just, I mean, and this goes back to days gone by where, I mean, they used ticker tapes as a means of monitoring the stock market and people used to throw them out windows. What do they even use now for a ticker tape parade? Because it's not ticker tape. Because
I just don't want to be the one who has to clean it up.
Well, there is that.
I think we do have some information on the ticker tape parade here for today.
It is on behalf of the...
it's going on right now.
Yeah, it is. And it's for the...
women's soccer team.
Women's soccer team, yeah. I don't play soccer, so...
Won the World Cup. Congratulations.
Won the World Cup. I think it'd be
Rose Lavelle
so
from
cool
UW-Madison.
Mm-hmm. To be there. So, yeah. That's underway in New York right now, and I'm not there. I have a friend who's in New York, and I was like, I've been texting her all morning saying, are you going? You should go. Call me if you go. She hasn't called. She hasn't.
At least you can live vicariously through the friend.
I think we've seen a real explosion of your personality here in the last few moments where you're just like, I'm going to be at the fair, and I want people. I need people. And I'm kind of bummed. And not only bummed, but you were fearful that there wouldn't be a lot of, there's going to be people. There's going to be all the people in the building you could talk to.
Even if they aren't attendees, even if they're participants, we're going to be friends. We're going to be friends.
Where does the confetti come from? Confetti comes from a number of sources. Residential buildings and businesses along the route purchase it. Residents provide their own. There's no single source of paper.
Okay. Oh.
The 2015 parade produced 29.6 tons of waste.
This is the thing, friends. This is what we all need to start doing. Dots for tots. When you clean out your three hole punches or your hole punches, you need to start saving that. And it's going to be used to bring joy to the children at parades. We're going to call it Dots for Tots. And we're going to save the dots.
It's about as great an idea as the human fund.
Wow.
Because I'm too cheap to buy confetti. I'm going to save all of your holes from your hole punches. That's what I want.
All right.
Can we make that happen?
There
Can
you
that
go.
Be a thing?
We'll work on that.
Well, 501c3, baby. Let's get it going.
Yeah, I guess the one 4 years ago when they won the last World Cup victory, right? They've taken a couple in a row here. It cost about $2 million, $450,000 of that in private donations. So, yeah, there is a financial challenge there.
Wow. No wonder we don't have any locally.
Right? Yeah.
Right. All right.
Okay. Well, I hope everyone has fun, and maybe on your way out, like, pick up a bag of garbage and take it with you to help clean up.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.